Good morning, everyone. This is Barry Miller along with Larry Stanley, and this is your wealth building program where you could hear a lot of information. And today our theme is, how would you like to attend the Final Four? In where, Larry?
Indianapolis. Yeah.
Or attend the Magnificent Masters in
Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah, and that's next month. Or attend the Super Bowl. Where and when is that?
Well, I have no idea.
Got you, Mr. Consumer Guy. Okay, Sherry, where and when is the next Super Bowl?
Well, it's in Inglewood, Los Angeles.
Okay. And of course, it's February, early February. Mm-hmm. 2022, but that's our theme. How would you like to attend a Final Four event or the Super Bowl coming up in L.A. Next February? And the idea of that is there. It can happen. It has to take you to deal with some things. And what are the better question is, who is the most important person you have to deal with if you're going to attend the Final Four, the Super Bowl? Larry, who it is? It's themselves. We ourselves have to deal with our thought process on, do we want to have more wealth? Do we want to be wealthy? We're going to spend some time on this theme today. How would you like to attend and be able to attend free of any financial burdens? Oh, it'll be a cost, but you'll have the wealth, you'll have the reserve, you'll have the financial freedom to say, hey, honey, let's go to the Super Bowl in Inglewood, L.A., California, in February.
And it's all about getting enough wealth that you're comfortable with these decisions to use some of the wealth for your own pleasure and enjoyment. I would love to go to the Super Bowl someday. And I will.
Good. The will is there, and we have to set the will to do this. And we're going to talk about that today. Part of this gaining wealth with the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program deals with the main tool, the number one of one main tool is residential investment rental properties. That's what it's about. Ours is a turnkey program. Turnkey means that you could sit back, watch your wealth build, realize what's happening. Yes, we have a seminar for that, that you could see in advance what those processes include. But the big step is having that investment rental property managed effectively and properly by a top professional. He is with us on this show. Eugene O'Brien, thanks again for being with us on this show where we share the wealth with our listeners. Let's share the wealth of you as a top property manager.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
So I would definitely, just to tack on to what you've said there, Barry, I always advise my clients, some people want to manage their own investment properties, especially when they get their first one. But I always advise them to build in a margin to pay a property management company, as you will always, as one investment property leads to two and two to three, and it's a snowball effect. Eventually, you're working your 9 to 5. That's your income generating that you're offsetting into your residential mm-hmm. investment properties. And as you accumulate more and more, you don't have the time to manage them effectively, and you can handicap your investments for the future. So it's very, very critical whether you intend to initially have a property manager or not, it's important to factor that in. And a property manager has a fiduciary responsibility to you, signs an agency relationship with you, and when you're at that Super Bowl or that Augusta National Masters, mm-hmm. they'll be answering the phone when you don't have to.
Yes, they'll be doing so much for you. They're really making your asset grow. Larry, you have a question for Eugene. Ask it.
I do have a question. What does a property manager do? A lot of our listeners have no idea what a property manager is, Eugene.
A property manager does many different things. The process begins with marketing. It can begin with helping you select the right investment property by giving you feedback and market research on how much rent you can expect, what type of renters you can expect. And then from there, marketing the property, showing the property, negotiating, preparing and executing leases, facilitating work that needs to be done to make the property rent ready, facilitating maintenance that needs to be done while there's tenants living at the property, doing the accounting, collecting the rent, posting notices when, heaven forbid, that we have tenants that can't pay the rent for whatever reason. So a property manager wears many different hats. Sometimes I'm a marriage counselor. I've had tenants call me up saying they want the other significant spouse out of the house, and I have to explain that they're in a legally binding lease agreement together and that there's a process here. So we wear many different hats. From day to day, we could be doing a number of different things.
From day to day, I bet you are doing a number of different things every day, because those hats are numerous. You wear them very well.
And you can wear them out as well sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well said. Larry?
But by buying an investment property, you're not buying a job. You're hiring someone to do the work for you. That's the key to a property management company.
And with the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program, it's turnkey. In other cities outside of Colorado, we help select the property manager. They're already selected, vetted, and recommended. Okay? That's why Eugene is here. He's been vetted, highly vetted, recommended, highly recommended. And he is the property manager to consider for Colorado Springs, for Denver, Colorado area, the whole metro area. And this is what is a big, big asset to you with your asset. That's making Eugene's property management service a top asset so you can keep your job or keep your retirement in place and have Eugene manage that property, not let it get run down.
That's right.
Talk about that a little bit.
That's right. And allow you to keep your work-life balance where you have investments, but you're managing them, or your manager is managing them, and they're not managing your life.
That's right as you were saying. Yeah. Are those assets managing you, or are you going to manage them? When you manage them, you have a property manager in place working for you to handle those day-to-day, today, tonight, today, tomorrow,
that's
every
right.
day's activities. Lots of hats go on in the property management business. Sherry, were you going to say something?
I was just going to talk about the fact that I was wondering, you do all the background checks as well?
We do, yeah. Uh-huh. We do
criminal background?
Federal credit, criminal and rental history background checks. We look at the no-fly list. We look at any tenant-landlord disputes in the past. Any medical bills, any credit card debt, educational debt. We look at everything, and that's where we look first, at somebody's financial health, then at their rental history, at their job stability. And we generally don't look too much into personal references, because at the end of the day, it is just a personal reference.
Thank you.
That was a big one,
it
Sherry,
really was.
Because when you asked the question, I thought Eugene's going to mention two items. All of a sudden, it was three. Four, five, the sixth one. I heard the sixth. I mean, that's the extensive work that managers of top-notch property managers do for you so you could keep that life balance.
And that's because he's got the years of experience, and he does this for a living for how many years?
5 years now.
5 years running. And you have agency with everyone you work with.
Absolutely. It's
wonderful.
A must.
It's a must, and it's a must that you call Eugene O'Brien with RE/MAX Masters Property Management Company. Give him a call. Text him at 720-421-2509. Eugene, thanks again for just a wealth of information for our listeners on their big asset that is the tool in the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program, so they, too, could attend next year's Super Bowl and realize it's a fun, pleasurable trip. Now, Larry is deciding maybe not next year. Is that what you said? Maybe the year after that? Would you go, Larry, I have a question for you. Would you go, let's take it in 2022. If you only can answer one of these, would you go to the Final Four? Would you go to the Masters? Or would you go to the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl would be my choice.
Eugene?
Masters, I think.
I'm with him on the Masters.
Masters, boy, and I'd be at the Final Four. I could assure you.
And I've been at the Masters twice already.
Oh,
nice. Very nice.
I grew up just down the road from the Masters, so I went a couple of times.
All right, Sherry, Master Larry, we now bow to the master. Larry Stanley, the consumer guy, the wealth builder, part of the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program team. Eugene is a part of that team. Sherry's a part of that team. This is a growing team to help you consumers see that just possibly it's time that you can become wealthy, have financial freedom that you haven't had before. We're going to take a look at more insights into you and your financial freedom when we come back. All right, we are back. That's a good guy there. Boy, he is competent, as the three of us were saying as Eugene left the studio. He is a marvelous property manager. He is so concerned about each of his customers, each of their properties, and each of the daily activities as they come up and as he needs to maintain and improve the investor's asset. What about you? What about you, the listener? And where are you in the mindset of wealth creation? Oh, you know, a lot of times, Sherry and Larry, we hear that, you know, well, yeah, the mindset of wealth creation. You bet it's a mindset, because I'm going to ask you guys a couple more questions. Sure, we had fun asking about the Masters, the Final Four, the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. The four of us won't be at the same place at the same time. I mean, all three of them are covered with four people. I think that's pretty good. But how about you, Larry? I'm going to start with you, and Sherry, I'm going to ask you, you know, where did you get some of your wealth building thoughts? And I'm talking about going back to your childhood. What were some of the things your parents taught you about having a lot of money and building wealth?
Well, money was always an issue in my house because my parents weren't wealthy people, but they did carefully manage their money so that they could put some aside, and they made sure that they paid for the college education of my brother and sister and me. And that we don't give them a lot of credit for that, but we should, because that was a very expensive process for them.
Were you involved in that? Were you aware as a 6, 7, 8-year-old that they were doing that or not?
I wasn't aware of it, to be honest.
Yeah. Did you ever hear the expression? What's that expression, Larry? Oh, yeah, Larry, come on. No, we can't afford that. Money doesn't grow on trees. You know that. Larry, we can't afford that.
Oh, we heard that every day. Okay. That was an everyday thing almost, Barry. They were very, very frugal people.
Sherry, did you hear that expression? Money doesn't grow on trees. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, I heard that over and over again. I was the oldest of five kiddos, and I was taught how to budget, and I was taught about electric bills. And you know, you said at a very young age, but I'll tell you that I thought was a young age, was in high school. I learned a lot from my social studies teacher.
Nice.
Yes, and how to budget and checkbooks and balancing credit card bills. And
this was in high school?
In high school, yes. So it went from my parents to being frugal, budgeting for everything, looking at everything that they would have to pay plus save for an education for the kiddos, and then sent me to high school. My social studies teacher put the cherry on the sundae.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. So this budgeting and knowing that there was an electric bill to pay, that came from your parents and you at a young age.
It did, because I was the oldest of five. I observed all of that.
Mm-hmm. Larry?
Barry, I've got an expression that please, audience, pardon me a little bit.
Jesse and Ryan, I mean, they're watching the board here. They maybe have to be prepared to cut this off. Go ahead, Larry. Larry, this could be wild. Go ahead.
If it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
Jeez, I hope that got caught. I hope that got cut. I hope that got cut. Larry, enough of that. Well, so much. We do know that Larry needs some work on his wealth-building skills, but it is ingrained in so many of us, the lessons that we've learned. How about this one, Larry? Get a good job. Work hard. That's what you do to get money. And, hey, son, rich people can't be trusted. Did you hear that ever?
I never heard the rich people can't be trusted. I'm sorry, that wasn't part of my parents.
And it's very fortunate for you that you didn't hear that. Did you ever hear that one?
I never did. Never heard that one.
I did.
What I remember.
I did.
Yes.
And I had
Tell
that
me
one.
About that story
I,
then.
I had that one. That was it's not fun. But guess who they said were the worst people in the world? Salespeople.
Oh.
Salespeople.
Well, used car salesmen, of course.
Well, maybe used car salesmen. At our family, everyone who was in any kind of sale. And what I didn't understand as a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old was, how come their best friend is a salesman? A life insurance salesman with Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance. And I wondered why he was such a dear friend. And yet they were told, don't go into sales. And those politicians, they're all rich people and they're bad. And I thought, well, I grew up with that. We grew up very, very poor. And yet it didn't taint me too much. I am sorry, though, Sherry, in hearing your wonderful story, I regret very little of the past. I can't even think of anything I regret until I heard you speak. I regret I didn't have a social studies teacher or an economics, what I would call basic living, financial attributes, how to live as a good, smart, responsible citizen in high school. I would have loved that social studies teacher that you had. What a blessing he or she is in your life. And so I did okay. I'm okay. I didn't have too many hang-ups, but I could assure you, as I went into real estate 40 years ago, there was that concern that my parents are if he makes too much money, he's not going to be a trustworthy person. I did live with that my first year or two in the real estate sales, and I broke it. I have the letter from my first seasonal Christmas season letter when I was 11, 12 months in the business. And it says right on it, I am not a salesman, I am a serviceman. And then I heard Sam Perry. I worked my second year with Perry and Butler, a lot of you listeners. And Sam, if you're listening, thank you so much for this. You probably don't know how much this meant to my life as a businessman. But Sam Perry said at one of our quarterly sales meetings where I was being honored with an award, et cetera, and that happened most every quarter. I think I made them all when I was at Perry and Butler. But he just said, here's what a salesperson is when he or she is at his fullest. And he read all of the benefits that the buyers and sellers receive from top salespeople. And it was all about it. And from that moment on, I said, I am not just a salesman. I am going to be a wealthy salesman. I'm going to be a competent salesman. I am going to provide the best service that buyers and sellers of homes could ever have. And on this wealth building program that you as a consumer could ever have. How do we three demonstrate our concerns and our caring for our listeners? Larry?
Well, one of the things we do, Barry, is we provide information not only through the radio, but we do a seminar
Thanks.
On wealth building.
That I was hoping you said that because that's where my mind was also. that is specially put together. Not that you have to do anything except attend and take in the information as a sponge so that you can hear what opportunities could be there when you're ready.
That's right. We talk about how you can earn 40, 50, 60% returns in your investment per year, not 1, 2, and 3% that you often hear about on the radio. Please pay attention to us. It's real. It's not a con. It's not anything we're doing inappropriately. You can earn this kind of return on your investment by leveraging your money.
By leveraging your money, a turnkey operation. You don't need a lot of money to get started. Oh, sure, you probably need 20. You did the numbers, Larry. What was the numbers for one of our latest, newest, and really wonderful hotspot?
Oh, you'd need about 35,000.
$30,000 to $35,000 to purchase an investment property where that I'll use $30,000 because
okay.
We know
you could probably do that.
Put 15% down.
Yeah,
with ease, $30,000 in less than 2 years will be $60,000. That's how good this program is. And the seminar doesn't push you to do anything. We will push you to be smart, to take a small little safe step. A safe step. Safe for whom? For you. Because that's all. They're the only people we care about. And that seminar is coming up when? Next Saturday. There's still some seats available.
March the 27th between 10:30 and noon. It's 90 minutes. It's absolutely free. You'll gain the knowledge and education you need to get control over your investments. Come to the seminar, call or text 303-888-3788.
Yeah, and if you want to email us, do it at truth@barryandlarry.com. We do have only about a handful of seats left yet. Convenient location in the tech center, zoop, right off the highway, zoop, right into the parking lot, zoop, right into the main floor, first floor, beautiful event center. And it's a great, great place for you. It's a safe place because we're all about information, information, and information. Get your reservation in during this break that we're going to take right now. Then we're going to come back with some more ways and say, hey, let's get more of our listeners to the Final Four or the Super Bowl or maybe the Masters. All right, this is Sherry, Larry, and Barry, and we are back. And we are talking today about our listeners being able to go where?
To the Masters.
To the Final Four.
Ah, to the Super Bowl. Yes.
The Super Bowl.
Yes, they can do it. And yes, you can do it. And one way to help you get there, we'll help you. We want to help you have the financial freedom to go there and have that fun time that you deserve. That's okay. It doesn't make you a mistrusted person. It doesn't make you untrustworthy to be wealthy. It's important to remove those limiting thoughts about your own wealth. And it's important when you want to build wealth that you know where to begin. Where to begin is with you and your own thoughts. And there are some great, great thoughts out there and available for you that we share with you as Barry, Sherry, and Larry on our wealth building program. And it just says, think about a seminar. You don't want the seminar approach where you could lay back and listen and just gather information. Sherry, you're the one of the three of us who has said it 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's a safe place Talk to us what that means to you when you came up with that. I just thought it's astounding. I slapped Larry's wrist. I slapped my wrist. Why didn't we think of that, Larry? We mean it to be a safe place, but Sherry said that. Where did those words and that thought come from?
That thought came from attending seminars myself. And I'm not looking. I'm not looking to spend any money. I am looking for information, and I feel comfortable after listening to everything that I hear on the radio from the two of you before I even became on the show, that it's a safe place. You're not going to try and sell me something. All you want to do is share information so that you can become a wealth builder. So come to the seminar on March the 27th. Nice. Between 10:30 and noon, and you get all the information, and be comfortable. You're in a safe place.
Be in the safe place with the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program. Larry.
And your attendance is absolutely free, and you'll learn how to make money. How do you beat that? You will learn how to make money, and you don't have to pay for it.
And I want to emphasize free. Free doesn't mean just no dollar cost to attend. Free. It's free of follow-up. It's free of hooks being placed into you psychologically that so many presenters are attempting to do. They disgust me, by the way. I sit there and say, how can we be as some crazy little animal? Sheep comes to mind, and I love sheep, I love lamb, etc. Okay, but it's like, if you come to the next seminar and bring your spouse, it'll only be $895 instead of $1,295. I've seen those, Larry, till every one of them disgusted me from 40 plus years ago. I have since met people, get this, who have spent over $35,000 that they barely had attending those kind of nonsensical, self-serving to the presenter seminars, and they still haven't bought one kind of anything that the consumer hasn't bought or purchased, one kind of anything to buy something. And then I was asked to become their buyer agent. I don't think so. They didn't have any money. And all they could tell me about is all the seminars they attended. That's not a buyer. That's a consumer who has fallen for all of the traps that are out there for you as consumers. Be careful of other people's traps, but also the mental trap that a lot of us have that says, oh my gosh, what were those words? I wrote them down. Oh yeah, rich people are mistrusted. Oh son, don't become one of those. A lot of our listeners were brought up with that. And then others have that powerful message being programmed into us when we're children. Be careful out there. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Do what you can to shed some of those shackles, and I call them that. But our seminar is not an attempt to shed you of any shackles. It is straightforward information. Larry?
You know, I want to point out to people that there's nothing wrong with being wealthy.
Nothing.
There is something wrong with not being wealthy.
Yeah, like?
Well, why aren't you wealthy? What are you doing wrong to not be wealthy?
What are you missing out on?
That's right. I've made mistakes in my life that have significantly impacted my wealth. So don't make those same mistakes. Come to our wealth building seminar and learn how you can do it safely, without a lot of work, without a lot of stress in your life, and make phenomenal returns on your investment.
Phenomenal returns you hear about, and all of our customers are making those same phenomenal returns. Sherry, you're nodding in agreement with what Larry was saying. Yes, go ahead.
I am, because I've said it once, I'll say it twice, three times. Information is power. Mm-hmm. This is a safe place. Please come to the seminar.
And leave your checkbooks at home, leave your credit cards at home. This is not a scam. We are wealth builders, but we're not going to follow up. We're going to provide the handouts that you need for the information.
And if you're listening at that seminar, you're listening to us, and you decide you don't want to stay, walk away. Nobody's going to stop you. Nobody's going to ask you for anything. This is for you to learn. And if you're not happy with what you're learning, then just leave.
And look, so we've had some wonderful customers who have admitted to me, you know, I'm sorry that I didn't have more money at a younger age. And I listen. And then eventually I say, there's nothing to be sorry for. And one of them asked me, oh, it was probably about a month ago, a couple asked me, a married couple asked me, well, it's not bothering you. I said, no, it's not bothering me. And they said, why? I said, because you're talking as if you are a failure. And I said, number one, you're not. But number two, failure is a curable disease. Think about that. Financial, and I'm talking about financial failure in particular, is a very curable disease. I'm not sure it's a disease. I don't know the medical definition of that. But ladies and gentlemen, financial failure is a very curable situation. Very curable.
It's just a hurdle.
It's just a hurdle. And we're not doctors. We're not. I was a high hurdler in high school, I will say that, on the track team, et cetera, okay? But we're not here to train you to be a high hurdler and to get over every hurdle that you have. But the seminar gives you some opportunities, some options to cure your financial situation. That's one way of saying it. We prefer saying it to improve your financial freedom. Larry?
So if you're interested in learning how to build your wealth, give us a call and come to our seminar. You call at 303-888-3788, 303-888-3788, or you can email us at truth@barryandlarry.com and come to the seminar and learn how to build your wealth at a rate far better than you will hear from a lot of other investment opportunities.
It's almost full because literally in the last 2 months, we've had two sets and then three sets of people who could not make it at the very last 24 hours, one right from the parking lot because of illness, okay? Thank goodness only one of those five was COVID, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, one was, and he's looking to attend this month. But we still have a handful of seats available. It's not too late for this coming Saturday, March 27th, the Wealth Building Seminar, a safe place, a good place, a very, very positive place to be between 10:30 and noon this coming Saturday. Sign up now, 303-888-3788. This is Barry Miller along with Sherry Cinnamon and Larry Stanley, and we are a part of Barry and Larry's Wealth Building Program. We're going to take our final break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about some of the advantages of the Wealth Building Program's hotspot selection process, Larry. And I don't know, are we ready? And I truly don't know. Are we ready or do we need one more week before we announce the current quarters, the new top six marketplaces? We may not name all six. I don't know if you're ready. I don't know if you're ready to share all that today yet or not, Larry, the research department.
Well, let us do this. We'll announce our whether we're ready or not after this break.
After the break. Stay tuned. Okay, Jesse and Ryan, thanks. Thanks for keeping all the electronics all up, all high speed, working very well for our listeners, our great listeners, to hear what they're hearing and the opportunity that is before them. But more, this is the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Information Show. So, Larry, let's talk with our listeners and let's share what's been going on behind the scenes. You bet. The research department is working hard.
Well, Barry, we started with over 300 cities in the United States that we started gathering data on. We have narrowed it down.
What's the purpose of this research? What 300 cities for what? To see how many start with the letter C?
Well, hopefully not. No, okay. We are looking for cities that offer the best investment opportunity for people who want to build their wealth. We're talking about investing in residential real estate, renting the property out to third parties, and making wealth by growing the value of your house that you invest in.
Making wealth by, I'm going to add the word carefully, growing the value of that investment asset.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Or that rental property.
And so we start with the 300 cities in the United States that are the largest 300, essentially.
Okay.
And we go through a process of narrowing it down. We're down close to probably 20 or so cities. We're going to narrow in the next week from 20 to 5, 6, 7 cities. And these will not be revealed to you because there's a lot of confidentiality involved in this. We spend a lot of time and money doing
this. Weeks and weeks and weeks. This was the big annual review,
yes.
And then it gets looked at quarterly by the research department. Okay, each quarter it's tested. It's saying, hey, I mean, Larry, I think we know it's probably going to be six. Okay, I mean, we know it's going to be five, six, or seven.
Yes.
We've both of us are part of the research team, and so we're getting there. But then we look at those other 15 to say, hey, have any of them, you know, moved up? Are they a stronger market? But when we say have they moved up or are a stronger market, we're talking about for the next 3 years. We're not looking for a flash in the pan that quite frankly, speculators do with GameStop. Does that sound familiar? That's all. That was a hyper speculator. Yeah, there was some ethics involved in it from the group who says, we want to take on the big boys. We want to bring down the big boys. This doesn't bring down anybody. It builds up your wealth. So we know that we're, you know, looking at cities that are going to be strong for 3 years, not just 3 days.
Three or more years.
Or, thank you. Three or more years. So, Larry, though, it seems that there's one. I mean, if you're open to it, there's one we could really talk about because it's clearly, from all the data, already decided as it's going to be one of the final five, six, or seven.
And, Barry, I think I will reveal that in a second, but I want to also point out there are one or two cities that are surprises. I would never have guessed that they would be in the final 20, much less the final 6, 7, or whatever we end up with. But I think we can say there'll be a couple of surprises. The one that you're referring to is the city just down the road from us, Colorado Springs.
Where we're sitting right now. It's where you live. It's where you're looking to move.
And where, quite frankly, I will probably be looking at investment property in the 3 months.
As soon as
you
buy the next home.
That's right.
Where you and your family, wife in particular, will be living in. So Colorado Springs is going to remain one of the Barry and Larry annually selected and quarterly reviewed hotspots. Now, why? Why? What are some of the characteristics? What are the two major employers or employment situation, because that's so critical to analyzing any city, okay, and its strength, okay? What are the two major economic job components that make Colorado Springs so darn strong? Two economic local components, and then the other one that many top spot cities and hot spots don't have. But name the first two, Larry.
The military, which is huge in Colorado Springs.
This is not a word, but it's huge and getting huger, right?
That's right. And there was an article in today's Gazette, I just got to mention it, that they're going to review where they put the space center.
That's knocking on wood for Colorado Springs.
I agree.
To get that.
The other is technology. There's a lot of technology growth in Colorado Springs. It's very interesting to watch.
Let's talk about Colorado Springs, because that's where a lot of our customers on the wealth building program are saying, yes, Barry, we said we want to make the most out of our money. And Colorado Springs, by the way, now, as opposed to last quarter, has really heavy-duty competition. But let's let our listeners know, what kind of appreciation rates are we seeing in Colorado Springs?
Oh, we're seeing somewhere between 15 and 20%.
15 and 20% annual appreciation of the single asset property, okay, the tool, and then what kind of return on investment, meaning, and cash on cash, there's all those, they're not highfalutin terms. They're good technical terms. We don't need the technical terms. I want to know, how much money is my money going to bring me in the next 12 months? What kind of percentage return are our customers seeing?
Well, you're seeing on the total value of the house 15 to 20%, but you're also leveraging that because you're only investing 15 to 25% of the money that it takes to buy the house. So that leverage brings you to 45 to 60% returns on your investment.
Yeah, I see it here on our program, you know, very broad, open outline, 46 to 64% annual gains on your money.
And these are real. People have actually experienced these returns or we wouldn't be talking about it. We can prove it. We have investors who have gotten as much as 64% return on their investment.
And Larry, every time I hear you say those words or words to that effect, I said, that's hot economic information. Sherry, I think of you and say, that's safe economic situation. Why is it safe? Because of the research that went into it.
Yeah, because of the data, and I too have been reviewing the data and understanding how this works in a more intimate way, and it was awesome to see all the work that goes into this, and the numbers don't lie.
They don't, because it's what we call raw data numbers. You sat in with the research team a couple times this past week. It is raw data that they're getting. Look, and it's all kinds of data. Yeah, what are some of the sources of the raw data, Larry? Every one of the sources is important. So I almost said the most important, but no, the National Association of Realtors data, which comes from where?
It comes from the local real estate companies.
Actual sales, actual numbers. That's right. Of what is going on.
We get information from the Census Bureau, the Labor Department. We get it from the National Association of Realtors. Please note, we're not talking Zillow. We have tried to use Zillow and have had very bad experience with it. It's unfortunate. It's not reliable data. We won't use it.
And I am going to give an example. I hope somebody from Zillow hears this today.
I hope so, too.
Or during the next week, you know, where they could find this show, et cetera. And that's this. We had a city that we were analyzing. Larry actually was the person who put it on. There's a yellow strip there, not because of caution. It was a highlighted strip in that case to say, hey, this came from Zillow. The Zillow had the median price of a particular city. Gee, the Masters comes to mind. It's just a hint. Augusta, Georgia. And that the median price was $117,000. Research department gets on the line. They call whom? They call the Augusta, Georgia Association of Realtors talk to the executive officer who oversees the MLS, that's the multiple listing system, the raw data source, and the raw data source said, oh, the current median price, they sent us their data. The current median price is not $117,000, $223,000. That's the raw data. That's why we use the raw data. The raw data in that case did not go through the National Association. We don't know why. There's probably a glitch in the system, but there's not a glitch in phones. We called Augusta, the source of the raw data, and the truth was $223,000. It knocked it out as a contender for our final top, whatever it is, five, six, or seven cities, when it was said, holy criminy, that kind of appreciation, that kind of gain. But in the 223 competition category, it's not the top one at all. It's close. It's in the top 22 or 3-ish, yeah. But it's not in the final 5, 6, or 7. Thank you, Zillow, and that's a sarcastic thank you for having misinformation. Final comments about where our listeners can register for the seminar.
You Sharon? Can register for the seminar at truth@barryandlarry.com or text or call 303-888-3788.
That's 303-888-3788.
Next week, find out, hey, how would you like to send your grandchildren to college? How would you like to contribute big time to your grandchildren attending college? Stay tuned next week, Barry and Larry and Sherry. Bye-bye.